And welcome back to World Football Daily. That's Rafa speaking right now. No juice. He's a little too early for his liking. No, he's actually still at work. But we have a living legend, really, is what it is. A commentating legend from us here in the States. We are happy to bring you BN Sports. One of the best commentators in the country, Mr. Ray Hudson. Ray, how's it going, my man?
Absolutely brilliant, Raphael. Can't wait for today's big showdown, and BN Sport will be bringing you this massive Chinese firecracker of a game, and can't wait for kickoff time, man.
Well, I mean, and you've said it, you know, BN Sport, they've been doing such an incredible job bringing so much football to the masses here in the States. And you know, I'm for one very grateful. I've been saying it to my co-host Juice for the longest time. But how about you? How about you, Ray? What is life like at the new BN Sports? It seems like you're really enjoying yourself.
Yeah, it's wonderful, Raphael. A great organization, wonderful people, great leaders. Truly not patronizing. I've been around the block a few times.
Sure.
And you can tell when you're a part of a project that is special and going places, you know, just like Star Trek, where nobody else has been. I mean, that's what this is all about. This is just the advent. We're just kicking off. We're in the first 5 minutes of our game.
Yeah.
How the hell these people pulled it all together to actually get everything in line at the start of this season is a modern-day miracle.
Yeah.
And we're just building out. So it's all absolutely sparkling, and it's tremendous. But we know we've got a long way to go, and we know the challenges are out there, and we're going on, you know,
sure.
Strongly and boldly, and it's wonderful. It's tremendous. Sure.
Well, again, pass on all of my praise to all of you guys out there. I mean, and that's the other thing. They've pulled together some really familiar faces that we as soccer fans know and are familiar with. So it is like a seamless transition. And again, you guys are doing an incredible job over there. Speaking of out of this world, Ray, over the weekend, it seemed like anything Ronnie can do, Messi seems to do better. What did you make of this past weekend? 3 goals from Ronnie, 4 from Messi. Is Ronaldo destined to be the great number two in his career?
Possibly, you know, he's been challenged by this incredible player in front of him, and I think he's living up to it. You know, I'm not so sure that Lionel Messi completely blows Ronaldo away at all, but he's just he's come across the one player of his generation, and if it wasn't for Lionel, we'd all be, you know, bowing at the altar of Cristiano Ronaldo, rightfully so. He's a real leader, and his consistency is what has been staggering to me, Raphael. Mm-hmm. He's marvellous. You know, he's such a different type of player to Messi. I think he suffers a little bit because of his image, you know, just like George Best did in a lot of ways, you know. His wonderful poster boy looks and everything. People think he's conceited, but he's a real gladiator, a competitor.
Mm.
And his statistics show it. I hate statistics, as you know, but you've got to look at them at some sort of reference point. And Cristiano Ronaldo has been a leader amongst men at Real Madrid. And he deserves to get the absolute recognition as one of the greatest footballers we've ever seen in his special element. And I think he is. I don't think we've seen many players over the course of history of the game that has shown such blistering pace, such incredible finishing technique, astute awareness, and that consistency. I keep coming back to that. It's not a flash in the pan with Cristiano. He does it over and over and over, season in, season out, and he goes from strength to strength. But he's got this colossus in front of him that bestrides him. And we're all the better for it. I mean, we sit in wonder at this duo that is just leading the world in their generation, far ahead of the pack. And there's been some fabulous players in the past. You look at some of the Italians that have been playing, Ibrahimovic and Pirlo, on and on. Amazing footballing skilled ability. And yet these two are ahead of the pack.
Yep.
And Cristiano, would it not be for Messi, would be undoubtedly a Ballon d'Or winner the last four occasions.
Now, obviously, BN Sport has a Copa del Rey final. Do you ever get it's another you know El Clasico final, right? Do you ever get tired of these clashes no. between these two?
God, no. I mean, you know, my doctor gets a little bit tired of seeing me after the games because my pulse rate just goes through the ceiling. I'm just too big of a fan to be turned off on a professional basis by it, by this. I'm in love with the game. I'm a romantic of the game. I can't help it. It just comes out. And when Real Madrid play Barcelona, it's the greatest game in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, with all due respect to the River Plate fans and Boca Juniors fans and Manchester United and Manchester City fans, Juventus and Milan and Inter Milan, and these wonderful competitions around the world provide real flashpoints that the whole country looks forward to in red letters. But Barcelona and Real Madrid's the game that people in China, people in the Arctic Circle tune in, the Martians will be tuning in on their rabbit ears, trying to find BN Sport to watch the game. Because there's nothing like it. You know, the socio-political past, and that never goes away. That's always a big contentious thorn in the side for both clubs. Both clubs are Aladdin's caves of players. The occasion in those incredible stadiums are astonishing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they call them the palaces of football, but the football on display, it makes the palaces look like outhouses because the talent that's on the field for Barcelona and Real Madrid, it makes it look like it could be a shack. Because, and that's the thing, it's all about the game, it's the talent, all of the wonderful goings-on and the shenanigans and the build-up is part of the every El Clasico, and everyone's different, Rafael. Everyone has a different background coming into it, and that's what's amazing. There's always some different shift towards this game. This time, it's these two players probably that's coming to the boil of their game, to boiling point. And now, who's gonna outdo the other? It's like watching two witches play poker with each other. Ronaldo and Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. And then you've got this, all of these sidebars with this Victor Valdez situation out of the team, Iker Casillas out of the team. So both teams missing their goalkeepers. And probably the most important of all is this contentious situation between Mourinho and his club and his president and his players and his fans. What's going to happen there? Are they all going to band together like, you know, the band of brothers in the war movie and move on despite Mourinho, or are they going to crumble? I mean, they're missing a lot of players, Real Madrid. That part of it is a big, big point. Mourinho needs his team to come together and make an exclamation point on his behalf. Has he lost the team? Well, there'll be a big, big signal going up today at the White House, the Bernabeu. And if that happens and Barcelona come in with their wrecking ball and do the business, you could see some white handkerchiefs fluttering, and I don't think that will happen, but you never know. It's all on the table.
Well, I mean, you'd answer my second question, which is whether or not you think Madrid can pull it.
I have a tendency to do that, Rafael. Okay, excuse me. I can't help myself. It's El Clasico day. I'm boiling already, man.
That's all right.
This isn't a good thing for me. I'm going to be, the champagne's going to be flat by the time it comes to kickoff.
Fair enough. Okay. So what are your thoughts then real quickly on the Villanova regime since Pep has left? How do you think Villanova has handled the team since Pep has left?
He's been astonishing, hasn't he? Mm-hmm. He's actually taken them up a level. In many, many ways, he's taken them up a level.
Taking them up a level while battling cancer at the same time. Yeah. It's incredible stuff.
Absolutely, and he's, you know, there's questions about this defense that's been continual since the start of the season. I think that's going to be a key component today. Barcelona has been leaking goals like never before. We're playing against an Osasuna team at the like third bottom of the league at the weekend, and they had a better defence than Barcelona going into that match. So there's been some big question marks against the defence, but they have had serious injuries. They've lost the captain for so long, Marcelo, excuse me, not Marcelo, Dani Alves, I'm getting Brazilians mixed up. Dani Alves was out for a long, long time. Piqué has been out for a long time. So there's been some big, big soldiers missing in action. And that's caused some concerns. But I think, you know, they've got them back now. Barcelona's coming back to a fitness level and a squad level where everybody's available. And they're going to go on strongly in La Liga and the Champions League. But what Villanova has done is just amazing. They've never missed a beat. They've been imperious in their defeats of teams. There's been these hiccups, and they've handled it with the typical class of Barcelona. Villanova seeing when Celtic, the great Glasgow Celtic game, which one of the greatest games I think we've all ever seen that night at Celtic Park, where they turned over Barcelona, and Villanova said the best team won. We have no excuses. We salute Celtic. We salute their supporters in particular. And congratulations to them. He did the same thing the other week when they got beat against Sociedad. So when they have lost, they have learned. But Villanova has been amazing. You know, the players love him. The players used to get their diapers changed from him when he was in La Masia. So there's nothing changed. He's so familiar to them. And in this serious illness that he's got, Rafael, I think the players take that to heart as well. And they want to really win something for Tito this year. It remains to be seen if that's going to be the case. So, the boss has been absolutely magnificent. And Mourinho, poor Jose, has had a hell of a year, hasn't he? I mean, that's the other side of the mirror. It's been a disappointing season for Real Madrid by their magisterial standards. I mean, this is the greatest club of the century in terms of the FIFA rankings and awards, and rightfully so. They're going for El Decima, the 10th Champions League, but there's big questions. There's big, big questions. The fallout between Mourinho and the players, this terrible contentious debate between Marca, who has always been Real Madrid's mouthpiece, the unofficial talking paper. They've even come out and questioned Mourinho and said that we don't lie. There's a big mutiny going on. Mutiny, basically, was what they were saying. And these players want Mourinho out. How is that going to come together? This is the first signpost in that road to say we are behind our club, our manager. The players have got to carry that out onto the field today.
And last question, I know I'm keeping you way longer than I said I would.
No, it's real all right, Rafa. I told you all day, man.
Real quick, Ray, will we see any real challenge from La Liga to Barca's title race?
I don't think so now. After that big result in the Basque country there at the weekend, Bilbao absolutely wonderful and lording it over Atletico Madrid. Atletico Madrid put in their place, and the gap is now lengthening. And I think Barcelona, again, will want to make another statement for their coach. I think they want to go the rest of this season unbeaten and make another record-breaking run. We will see. You know, it's still the greatest team in the world right now, I think by everybody's opinion. Real Madrid's had a disappointing year. There's got to be changes made, and it's a complicated set of situations, Rafael. They've got to do a lot of stuff. Cristiano's coming up to the end of his contract. Mourinho's had this contentious debate with his president. Are they going to stick with Mourinho? There's a lot of financial concerns out there. So Real Madrid have got a lot of work to do from here on in, but it starts today. They will do a lot of damage to Barcelona if they can get an emphatic result with a weakened team as well, Rafael. Madrid's missing a lot of key players, not just the goalkeeper, Santika. There's a lot of great players missing. But they have Avatar Eyes. They have little Mesut Ozil. He needs to be the star player for Real Madrid, not just Cristiano. And they've got to have the blessings of the Lord thrown down on that defence with these flying monkeys out of the Wizard of Oz coming at them, Barcelona, they are going to be scary. It'll be an absolute hell's broth to the game. And I cannot wait.
I cannot wait either, Ray. You've set it up perfectly for me. I will sit down in front of my TV, click on my BN Sport, and wait for Ray and Phil to give it to me. So thank you so much for joining us, Ray. We really appreciate it. I hope you enjoy the day, the rest of the day. I know you have some big work to do. So thank you so much for making time for us. And hopefully we'll speak again soon, Ray.
You're welcome. Thanks again, Raphael.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Ray Hudson. Incredibly well known. Everybody knows Ray. Ray is magisterial, as he says himself. And we're just lucky to have him on such an epic day. El Clasico, bring it to us. Copa del Rey, here we go. Take me to break.